You're listening to the Health Smut Podcast. I'm Dottie Dynamo, sexy worker, burlesque dancer, and the stripper health coach at Fit Showgirl. The health, fitness, and adult entertainment industries are full of dirty diet culture, and I'm here to help you strip it all away so you can quit picking apart your body, dominate the weight room, and build a healthier hustle. Welcome back to another episode of the Health Smut Podcast, my sexy friends. Today we will be talking about the self-fulfilling prophecy of self-doubt and how our ego gets in our motherfucking way, right? How our ego sometimes holds us back, sometimes how our ego pushes us too hard, and how our thoughts create our circumstances by perpetuating our self-fulfilling prophecies. When we have a particular thought about ourselves, how we then, our actions or the nonverbal communication, the body signals, right, that we put out into the world, then impact the way other people perceive us and react to us, which then again impacts the way that we feel about something and ultimately proves our original idea as true. So this idea of the self-fulfilling prophecy and how our thoughts are what create our circumstances is how, so let's put it this way, right? You create your future by latching on to your own thoughts. Because every single feeling that you experience or that you are experiencing, that you have experienced, all of your feelings are the shadows of your thoughts. Kind of interesting way to think about it, right? Your feelings are not actually a reflection of the world around you. They are not a reflection of the people around you. Your feelings, how you feel, how you, that sort of emotional reaction in the moment is simply a circumstance of your thoughts. And then your thoughts create more circumstances. So the gift here, if we think about it this way, the gift of simply feeling your feelings, right? Oftentimes we don't like to feel our feelings. We try to avoid our feelings with things like food, with distractions, being busy, working out really hard. We use so many different distraction techniques to avoid dealing with our feelings that our feelings then become this rampant cycle in our head that just go nonstop. We can't escape them because we don't deal with them, right? We don't process them. We don't sit in them. We don't sit in the discomfort. We don't go, oh, I'm feeling this way right now. It's shitty and I need to feel it so that I can move on. We try to avoid it with so many other different things, and we latch on to those thoughts. We latch on to thoughts like, I'm not good enough. If only I had this thing. I'm a failure. I fucked up. People are going to think badly about me. I think badly about myself. So and so doesn't like me. So and so thinks I'm a bitch. I'm worried about XYZ. We get so stuck on these thoughts that these negative thoughts then create our negative feelings, which perpetuate our self-fulfilling prophecies. And that self-fulfilling prophecy is simply the physical outcome of a situation being influenced by our thinking. Thinking. The whole summation of this episode is simply to understand how much of an impact which thoughts you latch onto have in creating your reality. Because your thoughts can be both positive and negative, right? Your self-fulfilling prophecies can be both positive and negative. The idea of the self-fulfilling prophecy is a phenomenon that describes how our identity shapes how we act in community. Our identity, our body image, our self-esteem, what we believe to be true, like how, what we hold true about our identities, how we identify. Those things, those beliefs about ourselves, those stories we tell ourselves about ourselves, simply create our actions. They create how we act, they create how we talk to other people, how we interact with other people, the verbal and nonverbal communication that we present to other people, our facial, you know, that resting bitch face that when you don't realize you just rolled your eyes at somebody, but you did, the side eye, all of those things are the side effect of your thoughts. And the way that ego ties into this, right? Because you, yourself, are your own ego breaker or maker. Okay? If you believe yourself to be shy, you tend to behave more shyly. If you see yourself as confident, you tend to behave in a more confident manner. So this is your ego here. Your ego wants to do whatever it can to protect itself, to hold whatever it believes to be true. That way it doesn't have to be wrong. Your ego doesn't like to be wrong. Your ego doesn't like to be corrected. Your ego is afraid of failure. So if you believe yourself to be shy and you're too shy to approach a person, whoever that person may be, because you're afraid that you will be rejected, they won't talk to you, it's going to go poorly, you're going to fumble over your words. You believe that, this becomes your thinking patterns. These thinking patterns then give you these feelings of, I can't do this. You finally decide to approach said person and you end up stumbling over your words, acting really shy, fuddling with your hands, and then it creates this new experience in which you believe yourself, you know, you have now created your own self-fulfilling prophecy because you've told yourself this is how you're going to react, how you will behave, and so then you do. That's not to say that if you kept telling yourself over and over and over and over and over again that you aren't shy or that you aren't confident, you won't have these moments, right? We all have these moments as human beings where we fuck up. We do something weird. We trip over air, right? You trip over your shoe. You stumble over your words. It's how you latch on to that event and what it means. If you believe that it makes you a failure, you, right? If you think that and you latch on to that, then that is your belief and your feeling. That is your self-fulfilling prophecy. So let's go through sort of the series of events of the self-fulfilling prophecy, sort of what happens in this cycle. So step one, right? You form expectations of yourself, of others, or of events, right? For example, you may think, I look gross in my body today. These are your words, not my words. Like, I look gross in my body today. I'm bloated. I feel fat. I'm ugh today. So you already, these are your thoughts about your body. You're going to start feeling things because you've had these thoughts, because you have latched on to these thoughts. So in step two, you start to express those expectations of looking gross, right? Of other people seeing you as gross, both verbally and non-verbally. So this is when you start to think, I feel gross in my body. I look gross in my body. So no one is going to want to buy dances from me. No one is going to want to put money in the tip bucket. No one is going to talk to me. My whole night is going to suck. I feel gross in my body. Tonight is going to suck, right? I'm not going to make money tonight. That's your expectation of what's going to happen based on how you were current, like that original thought. Step three, now other people, right? Now other people will adjust their behavior and their communication to match the messages that you are putting out into the world, both verbally and non-verbally. This can be patrons or audience members, whatever, thinking maybe that you're acting superior, right? You're not approaching people. You seem like a little snooty or full of yourself when in reality, you aren't feeling great about yourself. So you're not feeling confident to approach people. So now that may come off as an, like this air of superiority, or maybe you're coming off as angry or defensive. So they are declining your approach. They're declining your hustle. They're not coming up to the tip rail to tip you because your nonverbal communication, your body language is giving off these thoughts and feelings that you're having about yourself and how you've already predicted your night is going to go. You have already said, I feel gross in my body. Tonight is going to suck. And now without realizing it, you are projecting those expectations and that those beliefs out onto other people, which is then in turn, those expectations are now becoming reality because other people are adjusting their behavior and communication to match your messages. So now your expectations become reality, right? Now you start to believe, you start to conclude that you do look bad, that your body does look gross, that you are fat, that your night does suck. There's no money to be made because of how you look. And that is why no one is buying from you. Right, so now we've gone through this whole cycle, and this is the confirmation that strengthens your belief that every time someone turns you down, every time someone doesn't tip you, every time you actually do approach a customer and they don't want to get a dance, they don't seem to want to interact with you, you boil this down to believe that it has to do with your body, because that was the original expectation that you formed about yourself. So this is that self-fulfilling prophecy coming into full circle. This is your ego protecting itself in a way, because you have told yourself that this is what's going to happen. Now, you will present in a certain way to other people. You will behave a certain way. You will talk a certain way. Your body language will come off a certain way. And a lot of this will be subconscious without you realizing it. But it has everything to do with those thoughts and those feelings, because our thoughts have now created our circumstances. So what you have to do, right, to get out of this cycle is to start to change your beliefs. You have to start to flip this thinking. You have to challenge those automatic negative thoughts. And I may or may not be mistaken at this exact moment, but I'm pretty sure there was a previous episode about challenging automatic negative thoughts. And if there isn't, I will look after this. And if there isn't, then that will be an upcoming episode. But I'm pretty sure I've already recorded one. So I will look and see if there is. I'll put it in the show notes. Back to the rant about the self-fulfilling prophecy, right? So we've talked about this idea of, right, if you believe that you're shy, you'll tend to behave more shyly. If you believe yourself to be confident, you'll behave more confident. If you start to tell yourself in these moments of not feeling great in your body, no, this isn't true. This isn't reality. This is just how I'm feeling today. These thoughts aren't true. I am fucking fly. I am confident. I have a banging body. People love me. People want to pay me. Right? Change those beliefs. That will change the way that you interact with people. It will change your verbal and nonverbal body language. Then people will interact with you differently. Now we can create a new self-fulfilling prophecy, because also those can be both positive and negative things. It has everything to do with how you're latching on to your thinking. And the thing is here that self-worth is so important, because inevitably we will live up or down to our own self-image. We will become more and more like the person that we think that we are, or that we are afraid that we are. If we are afraid we are a certain thing, we will behave more and more like that thing, because then our fears come true. It's that weird ego thing again. Just like if we believe that we are amazing and confident and independent and nobody can fuck with us, we will behave more and more like 100% that bitch. You know, if you have to start to change the way that you see your own self-image, because inevitably you will start to live up to that image of yourself. Your self-talk has a huge impact in the reality and the circumstances that you live in. When you're having that bad body image day, or you're feeling insecure, you're feeling frustrated, you're feeling numb, you're stressed, chances are your thinking is unproductive, right? And whichever thoughts you choose to engage in that moment, they could very well lead you somewhere you don't want to go. This is when those feelings of urgency start to show up around your workouts. Those feelings of urgency start to show up around food, right? Because we are having this bad body image day and we're feeling insecure, we're feeling gross in our body, we're frustrated, we've been working so hard and it's just not working. Our thinking is very unproductive here. And so in that unproductive thinking, we're going to spiral into this sense of urgency. This desire, this belief, this urgent, desperate belief that I need to go work out right now. I have to do this right now. That's going to be the thing that fixes this. I need to have only salad for dinner. I have to start a new diet right, like first thing in the morning. This is going to be the last time I ever get to eat pizza because I have to start a diet in the morning because I've fallen off the wagon so much. That is that sense of urgency. And urgency is nearly always a sign to slow down or take a break. Because if we, once again, take into consideration that our feelings are circumstances of our thoughts and our reality, right? Our thoughts now create our reality. If you're latching on to these negative thoughts, these urgent thoughts, you are now creating that own self-fulfilling prophecy of how you feel and those beliefs about your body. But if we stop and we fight that urgent need to do the thing, as hard as it is, odds are, if we start to change our thoughts, if we start to challenge our thoughts, if we start to let those urgent thoughts slide through our head and pass on, new thoughts will pop up. We can start to latch onto more positive thoughts. And now our reality, now our circumstances, now our feelings will start to be more positive. So we can almost think about this as like a stoplight. Okay, let's think about a stoplight in this aspect. We have red, we have yellow, we have green. So when you're in a low mood, when you're having this bad body image day, that's like a red warning light, right? That is your stoplight to take a moment to slow down and to start to change your thinking seriously. Like you don't necessarily have to try to change your thoughts or fix your feelings. You just don't want to get on that speeding train that is heading in to crash and burn, restrict and binge land, right? We need to start to notice the sense of importance and the compelling urgency that your thoughts might seem to have. And we need to go, oh, that's a red light. That's a red light. I'm going to stop right here. I'm going to stay here until I notice that light has changed to yellow. And then I'm going to proceed with caution, right? So this proceed with caution, it's when you're starting to feel a little bit more neutral. That sense of urgency has kind of passed. Your thoughts might be racing a little bit, but your mood is starting to improve. You're starting to feel a little less in that dire, I hate my body, everything is bad, I feel so gross, right? So you haven't jumped on the train, you're not really going anywhere, but you have now, I guess sort of like you've stopped in the station, right? You're like hanging out in the waiting room. That speeding bullet train has now passed, it is gone, we're just hanging out in the station waiting for that next train to arrive, which hopefully with it, right, will be as your mood rises. And that's when we're going to re-engage our thinking. That's that next train that pulls into the station. We're going to look at those thoughts. We're like, oh, still that speeding bullet? Or is this that cool, happy, composed thinking that will get me back on track, right? Is this that green? Is this the go signal? Is when you're starting to feel more content, you're starting to feel more at peace. Those feelings, right, that speeding bullet thought is now sort of shadows. They're not really there. Now we have these higher quality thoughts, and those thoughts can take you to better places. Those thoughts are the ones that start to remind you, oh, no, I'm good. I am confident. I do have a great body. I am fly. This is fine. I've got this shit. So the only problem here that comes into play with this stoplight thinking, right? This knowing when that stoplight is red and when to slow down is that a lot of the times when we're in that low mood, when we're in that negative thought train, when we are on that speeding bullet into the binge and restrict zone, is that often our point of view of our own thoughts and our own feelings are so distorted that we don't even know we're on the train. Right? It's kind of like, now if you've never lived in New York City, if you've never taken the subway, this analogy might not work, but we can make it work. Right? So this is like you're waiting in the subway station for the ACE train and you're not really paying attention. You know you need the E, and then but the next train comes and you just get on the train because the last three were like an A and a C. So you're like, yeah, this is totally the E train. I'm just gonna get on. And you don't even realize that you got on the train, and you don't know that you're on the wrong train until you've been on the wrong train too long. Now, if we think about this in driving the car terms, this is that when you took a wrong, right, you're on a long trip and you have Google giving you directions and you don't realize that somehow Google got unsynced and you took a wrong turn somewhere and you have no idea that you're going the wrong way on the wrong highway till you're so far gone that it's going to take you hours to backtrack. Okay, same sort of idea with this speeding bullet negative thinking that creates our circumstances. So, but here are some indicators, right? Here's some indicators that you can look for to start to notice if you're on that red speeding bullet train of negative thought patterns that will start to create these self-fulfilling prophecies that are going to create your circumstances. Right? Is your sense of humor sort of gone and missing? Are you irritable and feeling quick to react? Are you suddenly filled with a lot of doubt? Are you feeling a little bit more distant from the people around you? Do you just sort of feel flat, numb, low? Right? Are you kind of having this look kind of, are you having that all or nothing mentality? Right? Coupled with that sense of urgency. You sort of have that, like, I must put an end to this now, or the there's no point in doing anything. I can't change anything about this. That is a pretty good indication that you are on that speeding train of the negative self-fulfilling prophecy. And you are going to start believing these things about yourself. Now you're going to outwardly express these expectations of these thoughts to other people and your surroundings, your environment are now going to reflect that back on you, which is now going to prove yourself true, right? It's going to prove those thoughts true. And that train is just going to keep on going down to the next station, to the next station, to the next station, or now you're going to be even further down that highway, the wrong direction. So, what do we do then, right? We want to just try to stay present. We want to not get sucked into these feelings of urgency. The thing is, ultimately, right, you don't want to start coming up for the reasons that you feel the way that you feel. You don't want to start going down the, oh, well, it's because I ate pizza the other day. It's because I haven't been working out. I've been really stressed. Everything's horrible, blah, blah, blah. You don't want to start to come up with all of these reasons for why you feel the way you feel. You just want to feel the feelings. Feel them. Notice them. Get curious about them. Sit there at that stoplight, right? And then let them pass. Let the feelings pass. When it feels like, okay, things are good, there's a new set of thoughts, a new set of feelings starting to roll in, you have the green light to go. I know that all can be easier in idea than in actual implementation. But just remember, ultimately, the biggest takeaway here is that your thoughts create your circumstances, number one. And number two, urgency is nearly always a signal to slow down or take a break. That's it. That is our episode for today. If you have been following along, if you are enjoying this podcast, if it has been helpful at all, share it on Instagram, share it wherever you share things, tag me so that I know that you're listening, so that you know you've been following along. You can always head to fitshowgirl, fitshowgrl.com/links and sign up for my newsletter, The Healthy Hive Mind, to get more helpful information like this direct to your inbox. And on that, as always, stay sexy, make money, happy fucking whatever day it is when you listen to this.